Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, December 17th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say Oracle is in talks to acquire the electronic medical records company Cerner in a deal worth around $30 billion. At that valuation, it would be Oracle's largest acquisition. Cerner CEO David Feinberg left his role as Google Health VP back in August. The information sources say the Federal Trade Commission launched an investigation into Meta's planned acquisition of the VR developer Within for $400 million. The investigation could be looking into if Meta planned to develop its own VR workout app to compete with Within Supernatural. 9to5 Google sources say Google still plans to replace its consumer-facing Duo video messenger with Meet, but that this will remain focused on the enterprise, no longer internally positioned as a merger between the two apps. In a statement, Google said it has a rich roadmap next year for both consumers and business users. Uber will expand its same-day courier service, Uber Connect, to 6,000 cities in the U.S. Senders can now include delivery instructions and have the courier come to a door instead of meeting a person at the curb. Uber will also partner with Motional to test autonomous food deliveries in Santa Monica early next year. Human safety drivers will be on board. The Android version of Chrome now shows updated pricing info for items in your open tabs grid. The feature will come to iOS in the coming weeks. Desktop Chrome will also now show a Your Carts card on a new tab page, showing sites where you have items added to a shopping cart but not checked out. H&R Block is suing Block for trademark infringement. Block is the financial technology company formerly known as Square. H&R Block argues that Block's recent name change will confuse consumers and harm its brand, asking Block to stop using the name and a logo it sees as nearly identical to its own, according to a complaint filed in federal court Thursday. Test versions of Windows 11 show Microsoft continuing to remove away from the legacy control panel in the OS. Advanced network settings, uninstalling apps, and Windows Update rollbacks all redirect to the Settings app in test builds. TikTok began testing an adjustment to its recommendation algorithm to avoid showing users the same types of videos too frequently, hoping to avoid reinforcing viewpoints that could be bad for well-being. The algorithm already avoids sequential redundancy for videos with the same audio or from the same creator. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple is hiring engineers to develop more wireless chips in-house, planning to replace components made by Broadcom and Skyworks Solutions. Engineers will reportedly work on wireless radios, wireless SoCs, Bluetooth chips, and RF technology. LG announced its 2022 ultrafine OLED Pro monitors, which will include 31.5-inch and 27-inch 4K models. These will ship with detachable self-calibration sensors and monitor hoods, display 99% of the DCI-P3 and Adobe RGB color gamuts with 1 million to 1 contrast ratios. No word on pricing, but these should ship next month. Sony announced a new stacked CMOS image sensor, which places transistor pixels on a different substrate layer than the sensor's photodiodes. This effectively doubles its saturation signal level to improve dynamic range while reducing noise. No plans were announced to manufacture the sensor at scale, but Sony noted this could increase image quality on smartphones. And finally, Spotify announced a 5-star rating system for podcasts in its service. Listeners must play at least 30 seconds of a show to leave a rating. An average rating will be shown on the landing page after at least 10 have been submitted. Spotify encourages podcasters to say things like, make sure to rate Daily Tech Headlines on Spotify. That's just an example. No pressure. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.